Kilo Juliet Oscar, KKKHO. Yeah, like I said, I got 1 gig coming in the house, and the upload download was 500-500, so it's split. And then everything that's on Wi-Fi is really fast, even with the 2.5 gig portion of it. But I can move them if I get if I need to on some of them. But yeah, it's more than sufficient than what I need. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, hey Tim. Well, we just got 123net down my street, and they're offering. I didn't even look at all the different packages, but when I saw they had a gigabit symmetrical service for like $60, I'm like, why would I do anything else? And again, it's probably way more than I'll ever use, but you know, why not? So right now, though, I'm enjoying the T-Mobile, and it's working really good for me. And I'm getting internet. I'm getting all my internet needs for like $30 a month. It's crazy. And the only negative, you might have heard me mention earlier, is the T-Mobile. Everything is this carrier-grade NAT. So the IP address changes constantly, multiple times during a day, and it causes havoc with things like nodes and stuff. I've mostly worked the bugs out of that using DDNS and other various, you know, tricks and tunneling and stuff, but it's still a little problematic. Like, I got a VoIP phone, and one of the services is just always, you know, it's off, and then it's on, and it's off, then it's on, and, yeah, it's just, that would be the one thing that would get me to switch to something else. And if I do, it'll be that 123net gigabit service.